Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yanki Carmel. Meseches Yevamos has been dedicated by Mati and Hadassa Jacobowitz, Lezecher Nishmas Yaakov Zev ben Repesach Yosef.
We are up to Yevamos, Daf Nun Ches, Amud Beis, the bottom of the Yamud. The Gemara has a shiloh, a kain gadol shekidish es aktana, ubagro tachtov, mahu, basar nesun azlinon, oi basar erisnin azlinon. The Gemara Shaila is, when you have a Kohen Gadol who made Kedushin to a Besula that was a Naira, and she subsequently became a Begeres before the Nesuin, are you allowed to make a Nesuin to such a lady? Do we say the Isser of marrying a Begeres, which is included in the Isser of Vehu Isha Bipsuleh Yikach, that the Kicha has to be done to a Besula and not a Begeres, as the Gemara later on in Daf Nun Tes will say that a Begeres is not a full-fledged Besula? Do we say that Isser Kicha is referring to the Kedushin or to the Nesuin? And since at the time of the Kedushin she was a Naira, therefore you were Mekayim the Pasuk of a Huisha B'Besula Yikach, therefore we'll say that he could make the subsequent Nesuin. Shmuel brings a Raya from the Mishnah that we had before. And it's Amalu and it's Garshu min anesuin psulois and min erisin ksheirois, that we see that a kedushin that was done to a psule kahuna, for example, a kohen gadol made a kedushin to a almana, the halacha is the kedushin does not passel and an nesuin passels. So we see that kicha is referring to nesuin, not to erisin. On that, the Gemara says, it's not a raya. There's a difference between a chalala and our shayla about marriage. The issue of chalala is tali and bia. So by nesuin there's a bia, and by erisin there's no bia. But in our question, we're dealing with the issue of marriage. Marriage is not tali and bia. So there we have a question if we go baster kedushin or baster nesuin. Now, the shakal v'tayya of the Gemara is very hard to understand. Did Shmuel, who tried to bring a raya from the Mishnah, did he understand the question that the Gemara started off with? Because if he understood the question, which was, does the word kicha refer to kedushin or nesuin? And the nafkamina is, when you mekadesh ektano bagra tachtav. If Shmuel understood the question in that vein, then how in the world could he bring a raya from a Mishnah which is dealing with chalalos? Chalalos has nothing to do with the taich of the word kicha. Chalalos is an independent question. What creates chalalos? And we know that that's tali and bia, which you only have by nesuin, not by erisin. But how could Shmuel think to bring a raya from the Mishnah, which is referring to becoming a chalala and not being allowed to eat truma, and use that as a raya to our shayla of understanding the word kicha if it's referring to kedusha or nesuin? Taisvis therefore learns that Shmuel misunderstood the original Shaila. Shmuel thought we're asking a question in regards to Truma. As Taisus explains, Shmuel understood the question that if you make a Kedushin Beheter, do we say the halacha of Mishtameres will be a Psula? We know before Shitas Rameir is that anyone that's Mishtameres will be a Psula. It means you made a Kedushin which is Eimid for a Bia Psula, you can't eat Truma. The Gemara's question is, let's say the Kedushin was totally beheter. In other words, all the cases of Remeir were always, you make a Kedushin, a Kohen Gadol makes a Kedushin to an Amana, which is a Kedushin that's aimed to have an Isser, but besides being aimed to have an Isser, the Kedushin was made to someone that's Usser to you. The Gemara's question is, what happens if you Mekadish a Ketana? So Enoch Anami, you really Mishtameres Labi Apsula, because she was Bagra Tachtav, but maybe when you did a Kedushin to someone that was Mutter at the time of Kedushin, you won't say the halacha of Mishtameres will be a Psula. On that, Shmuel could bring a raya from the case of Truma, because the entire question that we're dealing with is an issue of Mishtameres will be a Psula of Truma. So he brings a raya from the Mishnah of Truma, as Taisus explains. Shmuel says, if we see that Minha Erisin is Kasher and Minha Nesuin is Pasul, obviously what makes you a halala has to do with Nesuin. If Nesuin is a key player in making you pasul for Truma, Therefore, it makes sense that we would not care that you had a Kedushin Beheter, and even if you have a Kedushin Beheter, since you're Mishtameres Labiya Psula, and that's the Iker key to becoming a Chalala to pass you from Truma, therefore it would not affect us that the Kedushin was Beheter. So Taisus says, since Shmuel misunderstood the question, therefore he thought to bring a raya from the Mishnah, and on that the Gemara says it's not a raya, because that's all b'nei gei of the shayla of becoming a chalala. Then we'll say that as soon as the ikur, we don't care about kedushin, and maybe if kedushin would be beheter, you would still say the halacha of Mishnah Meres Labiya Psula, but that's not the question. The question at hand is, in Hilchus marriage, in Hilchus kicha, there's an isser of the hu isha b'psula yikach that makes an isser say that you cannot do a kicha to a b'ula, which includes a b'geres. We want to know if the kedushin was done b'shas katnus and now she's a b'geres, are you allowed to consummate the marriage? The question is that Rashi clearly learns that Shmuel understood the shayla me'ikara. Shmuel understood that the question is nothing more than the taich of the word kicha, and he still thought that he has a raya from the Mishnah b'negeya truma. The question is, why isn't it obvious that there's a chilik between becoming a chalala and the din of the iser marriage of huisha b'sula yikach? So the Ramban says a very important pshat. The Ramban says that the wording of the pasuk by Almana and Grusha is lo yikach and lo yichal. The Gemara understood that the din that you become a chalala is tali and kicha. And which kicha makes you a chalala? Shmuel said, I found a Mishnah that you know which kicha makes you a chalala? The kicha of Nisuin. But the kicha of Erisin does not make you a chalala. Therefore, Shmuel said, I have a beferish Mishnah that the word kicha in a different context, but it's still the word kicha, that the word kicha is referring to Nisuin. And since the word kicha of the pasuk amana ugrusha la yikach, v'lo yichalo, that kicha, which makes you a chalala, is referring to Nisuin. Therefore, the kicha of huisha b'psula yikach will also be referring to Nisuin. That means Shmuel was found a different word kicha, which we also should have the same question. Is it referring to Erisin or Nisuin? Since he found the Mishnah that is referring to Nisuin, he wanted to repeat it out with Shiloh that the word Kicha refers to Nisuin. On that, the Gemara says that there's a mistake. That din, that you become a Chalala, is only with a beer. We know, the Ramban says, that we dash in Le'ichal, that there's two ways that a Kayin, when he marries someone possible, makes Chalalas. He passels his wife and he passels his children. The Gemara says, Lo yichal shnei chilulim hakasim medaber. Every kohen with his asadika marriage passels his children and his wife. And just like the way you passel your children is through a bia, so too the way you passel your wife is through a bia. So that pasuk of kicha learns that from Lo yichal that it's sai, not the kedushin, and it's also not the nesuin. Rather, it's all tali and bia. That's the Gemara's dichoy. You can't bring me a raya from that layikach to this layikach, because that layikach is referring to beer, because chalalos is telling him beer, like it says leichal. But over here, that the yikach is not referring to beer, rather it's the actual marriage. Here we could clarify, is it going on kedushin or nesun? So bekitzer, we have two mahalchim to understand Shmuel's havamina to bring a raya from the Mishnah. According to Taisvis, Shmuel misunderstood the question, and he thought that the question at hand is b'nei geya passeling the isha from truma, and he has a very simple raya from the Mishnah, which is also dealing with passeling an isha from truma. However, the Ramban, and we're saying that most likely Rashi would have to go with the Ramban, they understood that Shmuel understood the shaila, and he understood that the issue at hand is about marriage. He just thought to bring a raya from Chalalos because Chalalos also has the word Kicha, and he thought that that would be a raya that Kicha is referring to Nisuin and not Kedushin. The Gemara continues that we could be paished this question, if Kicha is referring to Erisin or Nisuin, from the following braisa. It says, Ereis es ha'amana, v'nismana li es kayin gadol yichnais. If a kayin hedyet, makes Kiddushin into an Amana, which is halachically permissible, and he subsequently gets appointed as a Kohen Gadol, so now he has an Isser of an Amana to a Kohen Gadol, is he allowed to finish off and make Nisuin? The Brisa says, Yichnais, that you're allowed to. So we see that the word Kicha from the Pasuk of Huisha Bipsula Yikach was only coming to Aser making Kiddushin. But if you already made the Kiddushin, like in the case that a Kohen Hedid already made Kiddushin to an Amana, there will be no problem making an Asuin. On that, the Gemara says, it's not a Raya, because this is Xeris HaKasuf. Shani Hasam Nechsev Yigach Isha. And this Pasuk is Matir for the Kohen Gadol to make Nesuin to an Amana that he was Mekadish when he was a Kohen Hedid. In other words, really, the word Kicha is referring to Nesuin. And we do not care about the Shas Kedushin. All we look at is the Shas Nesuin. The reason why we let a Kohen Gadol make a Nesuin to an Amana that he was Mekadish, the Shas that he was a Kohen Hedid, is because it's a special Xeris HaKasuf of Yikach Isha. On that, the Gemara asks, Hachanamiks of Isha, we also have an extra word Isha in this parasha, in the parasha of marrying a Ketana Nana Begeras. On that, the Gemara answers, Achas Veloishtayim. Rashi explains, Achas Veloishtayim, Tirutzuhu, Achas Yeshchal Rabbis Veloishtayim. We only can be married by one thing and not two. That means we're dealing with two cases here. We want to know what the halacha is when you're Mekadish Ketana and the B'shas Nesuin, she's a Begeres. We also want to know the halacha when you were Mekadish her at the time you were a Kohen Hedid, and now you're a Kohen Gadol and she's a Amana. Are you allowed to make the Nesuin? We only are going to be married by one of the cases and not two. And the Gemara explains, we'll only be married by a case where there's no Shinei Aguf. But when there's a Shinei Aguf, it's not Mestaver to be married by. So Rashi is explaining, Achas V'leishtayim means we're only going to be married by one thing and not two. Now the Rambam paskins that a Kohen Gadol cannot marry two wives. The question is, where did the Rambam get this halacha from, that a Kohen Gadol can't have two wives? The Nesi Kelim are bothered. There's no Gemara in Bavli that has such a halacha. So the Magi Mishnah says the Rambam got it from Yevamos Daf Nun Tesamen Aleph. That means the Rambam learned the Gemara's answer that you can't use Isha to be married by the case of a Kohen Gadol that was Mekadosh Ektano Bogra Tachtov, because we need the word Isha to teach us Achas V'Leishtayim. The Gemara is not answering we can only be married by one case and not two cases. Rather, the Gemara is saying a drasha that we use this Isha for. Isha Achas V'Leishtayim. And this is the Rambam's Mekar. They only can have one wife and not two wives. The Gemara continues that Maros, why are we marba the case of becoming a Kohen Gadol more than the case of becoming a Begeres? Gemara says, Ha Yishtani Gufa, V'ha Lo Yishtani Gufa, that since the case that you Mekadosh Ektana, Ubogra Tachtov, there's a Shinei Haguf going on, she's becoming a Begeres, and the reason that she's Aser is because something changed in her. So it's more Mestaver to Aser that case than the case that he was appointed as a Kohen Gadol, because in that case, there was no Shinui. Taisvis in Devei Maskel Ha is Mesupik by a Mukas Eitz or Be'ula. Taisvis says, V'tzarech Iyan, Im Achash and Esmane, Nasis Mukas Eitz or Be'ula, Yehava Neshtana Guf, V'layichnas Eloi. Taisvis Mesupik, Enechnami, becoming a Begeres, is clearly a Shinei Aguf, and we will not let you do Nesuin, even though the Kedushin was done at a time that it was Mutter, since she changed and became a new person. So we don't let you consummate the Kedushin and make a Nesuin. But that's all by a Begeres, that she became a new person. What about a Mukas Eitz or a Be'ula, that there was no major change? And Karen Oira asks, he doesn't understand. Begeres, the fact that she became older, the fact that she reached 12 and a half years, is not the change. The change that we're dealing with is the fact that she's not a Basula anymore. The Gemara says later on that every Begeres loses some of her Dam Basulim. She becomes a not full-fledged Basula anymore. She's missing some of her Dam Basulim. So if the entire chashivas for her shinui is that she's not a basula anymore, so kol shkein, that a real ba'ula that underwent a full be'ila and totally lost her basulim, of course that will be a shinui aguf. If becoming a begeris is considered a shinui aguf because she lost some of her dam basulim, for sure undergoing a be'ila, which takes away your basulim, will for sure be a problem of a shinui aguf. So the Karen Ayra doesn't understand Taisav Savik. If the Gemara is saying that Begar is a Shinei Aguf, then obviously Be'ula is a Shinei Aguf. So there's an interesting teretz from Rav David Pravarsky in Chedusha Rav David. He says that one could learn that a Begar is not called a Shinei Aguf because she lost some of her Dam Basulim. Rather, a Begar is a Shinei Aguf because obviously her body reached a stage that's being made sure her basulim. What made her basulim get lost? The fact that her body underwent a change and she became a different person than a regular ketana and a naira. She's a begeris. And when you become a begeris, your body reaches the stage that is made sure the basulim. It sends forth some of their dam basulim. So the reason that a begeris is a shinui is not because she's a ba'ula, rather from the Siba that made her Ba'ula. If her body reached the stage that's being measured Basulim, that means she's a different person than Ektana and Naira. Not because the fact that she lost her Basulim, rather from the fact that there was a Siba to lose her Basulim. So Taisvis is Mesupik, a very clear Sufik. What about a Ba'ula? That she did not reach a stage that would cause her to lose Dam Basulim, but she just lost her Dam Basulim. Is that called a Shinei Aguf? In other words, we have no Gemara that losing Dam Basulim is a Shinei Aguf. So Taisa is Mesupik. Maybe a Ba'ula that lost her Dam Basulim, so she's a little different than she was before. Before she had Dam Basulim, now she doesn't have Dam Basulim. Is that called a Shinei Aguf? But he has no Raya from the Gemara. The Karen Ayra was asking the Beferish Gemara. It's clear from the Gemara that a Begeris is called a Shinui, and the issue in our Sugya is that a Begeris is not a Basula, so clearly losing Basula, losing Dam Basulim, is a Shinei Aguf. On that Rav David saying, there's no Raya. Losing the Dam doesn't make you a Shinei Aguf. The reason there's a Shinei Aguf is because there's a Siba in her body to lose the Dam. Therefore, even though Begeris is for sure a Shinei Aguf, Taisus is Mesupik by every Dam Basulim. So we have a very fundamental machlokes achreinim had to understand the Gemara. The Gemara said that a begeris is a shinei aguf. The Karen Ayra's understanding that begeris is a shinei aguf because she actually lost some of her dam basulim. So the shinui is that before she became begeris, in her state of nairus she had dam basulim, and in her state of bagrus she doesn't have the full fledged dam basulim. Rav David's saying it's not the chilik. The chilik between a naira and a begeris. The shinei aguf is that she reached the stage that's made sure the basulim. When she was in a naira state, she was not in a state that would be made sure her basulim, that would send forth the dam basulim. When she became begeris, she reached the stage that her body is being made sure the basulim. That's the shinei aguf. Further on the yomud, we have the machlokes or meir with Reb Lazar and Reb Shimon. B'nei geyaf a kohen gadol can marry a begeris. The Gemara says the machlokes boils down how to darshan the pasuk of Isha b'psula yikach. Remeir says that the word b'sula in it of itself is mashma afilu miksas b'sulam. It's mashma even someone that is not totally a b'sula is included in the word b'sula. But then the extra yud of b'sulaho is marba that a kohen gadol could only marry someone that has full b'sulam, which is Mamayda Begeris, and Reb Lazar and Reb Shimon hold the opposite. They hold that the word Basula is Mashma Basula Shlema, which is a full-fledged Basula, and the extra Yud of Basuleo is coming to say that even a Mixas Basulim, which is a Begeris, is included in the Pasuk, and a Kohen Gadol could marry a Begeris. Now the Gemara says there's also an extra base, because it says Bibsuleo. And there's a machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Lazar and Reb Shimon how to darshan the extra beis of Bibsuleha, which is definitely coming to tell you the halacha of Shalaika Darka. But there's a big difference. Rav Meir and Rav Lazar and Shimon how to treat Shaloi Kedarka. Rashi explains that what's going on behind the scenes is that according to Rav Meir, that even a Begeres is Aser, and you need a full-fledged Besula. So if a Begeres is Aser, Rashi says, then Kolshgein, a Bila Shaloi Kedarka, should be Aser. So why do you need a Riboy of Bipsuleo? It must be coming to teach us that a Bila Shaloi Kedarka is Mutter. But according to Rav Lazar and Shimon, that a Begeres is Mutter, then we're able to learn simply that the Torah is saying that even though a Begeres is Mutter, which means that you don't need a full-fledged Pesula, but still, a Bia Shaloi Kedarka is Asa. Now, there's a big problem with Rashi's setup of the Gemara. Because what does the Din Pesula that you're missing by Begeres have to do with the Din Pesula that you're missing by a Bia Shaloi Kedarka? In other words, this that a Begeres is not a Pesula, we know, is because she lost some of her dam besulim. The metzias is when an isha reaches the age of bagrus, her body sends forth and is meisher some of her besulim. So the only reason she's not a besula is because she lost some dam besulim. That means you could become a be'ula without a bia. Besula means you have dam besulim, a begeres is missing dam besulim, therefore she does not have a shame besula, because she's not a full-fledged besula. However, in the case of a bia shaloi kedarka, that the bia was done in the makayim that does not measure besulim, so she has full dam besulim. So if the word besula of the Torah means that you have full dam besulim, and we're saying begeres is a problem because you do not have full dam besulim, how would that in any way affect the halacha of a bia shaloi kedarka? By a bia shaloi kedarka, you do have full dam besulim, because the bia was done in a makim which is not meisher besulim. Since this isha has full-fledged dam besulim, why should we say that if a begeres is nismayit from the pasuk, then for sure a bia shaloi kedarka? There's a big difference. A begeres is missing dam besulim, and a bia shaloi kedarka is not missing dam besulim. We have to say a very important yisoid in understanding our sugya, that there are two ways to become a be'ula. That means when the Torah says besula, the Torah is saying you need two things, because you need to have a shame besula, and there are two ways to lose the shame besula, and they are totally different eifanim of losing the shame besula. Till now we've been saying that you lose your shame besula if you lose some dam. Every begeres is not a full-fledged besula because you are meisher some besulim. But we have to say that a bia shaloi kedarka is also not a besula, for a totally different reason. The reason you're not a besula is because a besula means someone who never underwent a bia. If this lady underwent a bia, even a bia shaloi kedarka, she's a be'ula, she's not a besula. That means just because you didn't lose your dam besulim doesn't mean that you're a besula, because there's another way for you to lose your shame besula. So we're coming out that there are two totally, radically different mahalchim to lose your shame besula. One is by losing dam, and one is by undergoing a bia. And we're saying you could lose dam without a bia, or do a bia without losing dam, and either way, you'll lose your shame besula. We still have to understand why it's a kolsh game. Bishlema, if we would understand that they work in the same vein, they work in the same channel. For example, they were both undergoing a bia, so we can understand that one is a kolshkin of the other. But now, since we've explained that the reason that these cases are not besulim are different reasons than each other, so it's hard to understand the kolshkin. How can we say bia shaloi kedarka is not a besula in a kolshkin from a begeres if it's working in a totally different vein? So we'll have to explain with the Ritva. The Ritva also brings down the kolshkein, and he says it's a kolshkein because it was done with a maisa. So we see from the Ritva, the kolshkein is not that you're a bigger be'ula, in this case of bia shaloi kedarka, more than the case of begeres. Rather, they're both losing the shame besulim. One, namely the case of begeres, you're losing the shame besula because you lost the dam besulim. And in the case of Bia Shalakitaka, you're losing the Shem Basula because you underwent a Bia. Rashi holds that undergoing a Bia is a Kolshkin from Begeres because Bia Shalakitaka lost her Teras Basulim through a Maisa. So if you're telling me that a Begeres is Nismayed from the Pasik of Basula and a Kangol can't marry a Begeres, so Kolshkin, a Bia Shalakitaka, which was done through a Maisa, is going to be Usher to a Kain. Now, there's a very interesting Mishnah Melech in this topic of why Bia Shalakitaka is not considered a Basula. The Mishnah Melech in Hilchas Isurei Bia, Perikid Zayin, Halacha Yud Gimel, he's been supik by a case of Hataya. Hataya is the Gemara in Ksubis that says that there were people that were bekin in Hataya. That means they were able to do a Bia without being measure the Basulim. She would remain with all her Dam Basulim even after the Bia. It's Negea if you could do a Bia on Shabbos. A Bia usually produces a Chabura. Gemara says there were people that were bekin in Hataya. They knew how to do a Bia without being measure Basulim. So the Mishnah Melech and the Supik, if someone does a Bia Behataya, so she still has her Dam Basulim, could a Kohen Gadol go and marry such a lady? Do we say she still has all her Dam Basulim? Or do we say, since she underwent the Bia, she's not a Basula? He has the same exact question by the case of Hara. We know that Hara, which is a Tchilas Bia, is considered a Gemar Bia, and has a Teiras Bia, for all the halachas that we said in the beginning of the Perek, for the Issur Karis, for Chayvi Lavim. So we're treating Hara like a Bia, but she still has a Dam Basulim. So we have another case of undergoing a Bia, and still retaining your Dam Basulim. Is that considered a Kiyum of Basula Hamura B'Teira or not? So he says that he has a raya from every Bia Shalakadarka. The Gemara says that a Bia Shalakadarka is Aser, according to Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon. If a Bia Shalakadarka is Aser, so we see that undergoing a Bia without being Meshur Basulim is not considered a Kiyum of Basula Amur B'Teira. So he wants to be Peshit that so too Hara or a Bia done with Hataya would not be a Kiyum of the word Basula. But then he's Madche that maybe that's the Gzeres HaKasuv. The Gzeres HaKasuv of Bipsula is that by a Bia Shalakitaka, a Kain Gadol is Asa to her. We will not consider her a Basula, even though she still has a Dam Basulim, and in reality, she is a Basula. But the Gzeres HaKasuv of Bipsula is that a Kain Gadol cannot marry someone that underwent a Bia Shalakitaka. There's actually a Masha on Tosfos Devar Maskil Ella that says the same thing. That just because when Ismayet or Bia Shalakadarka, that you're not considered a Basula Amur B'Taira, does not mean that we'll be B'mayet Hara, which is a Bia with her still having her Dam Basulim, because when you undergo a Bia and you still have your Dam Basulim, it might just be Gzeres HaKasuv only by Bia Shalakadarka. So the Mishnah Melech comes out that by Hataya and by Hara, you would be mutter to marry a Kohen Gadol. But according to this, it's very hard to understand the Kolshkin of Rashi. Because if we're saying now that undergoing a Bia, when you still retain your Dam Basulim, is usually mutter, there's just Gzeres HaKasuv by Bia Shalakadarka that you're Aser. So how could Rashi say that you don't need a Pasuk to Aser a Bia Shalakadarka? Rashi says once you know that a Begeres is Aser to a Kohen Gadol, so for sure, a Bia Shalakadarka is Aser. If we're saying now that a regular Bia that retains Dam Basulim is mutter to a Kohen Gadol, and only by Bia Shalakadarka we Aser because we have a Pasuk, so obviously we need a Pasuk. So I think it's pretty clear that Rashi argues on the Mishnah Melech and the Marsha, and Rashi would hold that undergoing a Bia, even when you retain your Dam Basulim, is for sure not a Basula. And if a Begeres is not called a Basula, Rashi goes so far as to say that a Bia Shalakadarka is for sure not a Basula. So we have a very fundamental machlokes in understanding why a Bia Shalakadarka is not a Basula. Rashi's understanding, seemingly, that undergoing a Bia is not a Basula. and we pay no attention to the fact that she still has her dam besulim. Therefore, Rashi says, if a begeres is not a besula, kolshkein a bia shalikadarka, which in essence is not a besula because you underwent the bia, and it's a kolshkein we said before, like the ritva, because you underwent a maisa. So if a begeres is not a besula, for sure a bia shalikadarka is not a besula. The Mishnah Melech and the Mashah are learning that undergoing a bia alone when you retain your dam besulim should not be a stira to being a besula. This that we say that a bia shalikadarka is not a besula is a special exasakasiv, a bibsuleo, that a lady that underwent a bia shalikadarka is not the besula amura b'tayra to marry a kain gadol. But the fact alone that you underwent a bia, in other cases like hara or bikin b'ataya, would not affect your shein besula and you would be mutter to a kain gadol. The Gemara continues on the bottom of the amud, masiv rava, v'loy sila isha, Bisha Ruyaloi Prat Lamana Lakan Gadol. We have a braisa that the halacha is if you ma'anis a lady, you have to pay knas, and there's a mitzvah deraisa chiyuv to marry her. The lashon ha'pasuk of the mitzvah is v'loy sila isha. The word sila is mashma someone that you roy to. So we darshin that the mitzvah only applies b'isha ruyaloi prat lamana lakan gadol. There's no din of v'loy sila isha if someone's ma'anis. If a kohen gadol is ma'anis almana, he has no mitzvah to marry her. On that, the Gemara asks, if he's ma'anis her, she's a ba'ula. So forget about the iser of almana l'kohen gadol, typically that you have an iser of ba'ula. So elamai, we must be talking about shalaika darka, and still you see, we need a mi'ut of almana l'kohen gadol. So the Gemara is asking, we see that a kohen gadol could marry someone that underwent to be a shalaika darka. Because if she underwent a bia kedarka, then we don't have to ask her mitzad the halacha of almana. We could ask her because she's a ba'ula. Elamai, it's a bia shalai kedarka, mishum almana in, mishum ba'ula lai. It's arrived from this braisa that a bia shalai kedarka does not create a iser ba'ula. Taisva says, the Rimaskal Ella, that we have a clear gemara over here, that you could pay knas for a bia shalai kedarka. The parasha of Laisila Isha is in the parasha of knas. We're saying over here that we're being memayit and amana l'kayin gadol in a case of a bia shalai kedarka. So our Gemara is being a proof from here that a kayin gadol could marry someone that underwent a bia shalai kedarka. But in a side note, Taisus points out, we see from our Gemara that a bia shalai kedarka could be mechayiv you knas. Because v'loy si l'isha is talking about a case that you have a chi of knas, you ma'ana somebody, there's a chi of knas, and there's a mitzvah of v'loy si l'isha. If we're saying a miyut by almana l'kohen gadol, but if she wouldn't be an almana, you would be allowed to marry her, even though she had a bia shalai kedarka. Taisha says, mashma de mishalem knas a bia shalai kedarka. And he's a long arichas, because he's a big question from the Gemara Sanhedrin. Rashi learns in the Gemara Sanhedrin, ayin gimel min aleph, the chi of knas needs hasharas besulim. And therefore Rashi says, hara, which does not have hasharas besulim, would not have knas. So Taisvus is saying that Hu Adin, a bia shalai kedarka, would not have knas. So how does Rashi Sanhedrin stem with the Gemara Yevamos Daf Nun Tes? Our Gemara. Our Gemara clearly says that a bia shalai kedarka does have knas. So there's a very simple teretz, simple yet fundamental, from the Taisvus we are zaken in Kedushin Daf Testament base. Over there he says that why is Taisvus assuming that knas and v'loy tzil isha go hand in hand? All it says in our Gemara is that the loy sila isha, which is a mitzvah deraisa to marry someone that you are ma'anis, is talking about a case of a bia shalai kedarka. So Taisa Riyazakin says, Rashi in Sanhedrin says that when there's no hasharas besulim, there's no knas. So obviously a bia shalai kedarka does not pay knas. But still the Gemara Yevamos, our Gemara wants to know, is there a mitzvah deraisa to marry her? On that we say, there's no mitzvah because she's the almana. And Eina Chanami, if she wouldn't be an almana, the fact alone that she's a bia shalai kedarka would be mutter. So the our Gemara is being a raya that there is a heter for an almana to marry someone that had a bia shalai kedarka, but you don't see from our Gemara that there's a knas. All you see is that there's a mitzvah of v'loy si l'isha. You could split up the knas and v'loy si l'isha. And you actually find a similar idea in Taisif's and our Sugi alone. Because the Gemara answers on the top of Amud Beis, Hamani Rameiri, that it's not really a kasha on Rav, because Rav is going according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, and the Brice is going according to Rabbi Meir. Now Tosis points out that Rabbi Meir holds that Chayvi Lavim, for example, Amon L'Kain Gadol, do have Knas. So how can we say this Brice that's Memayit V'Leitzi L'Isha, that it's not going in Amon L'Kain Gadol? How can we say it's Rabbi Meir if Rabbi Meir holds there is a Knas? So Tosis says, Ein Echanami, there's a Knas, but there's no V'Leitzi L'Isha. So we see that Taiz alone holds, you could split up the Knas and Veloisi L'Isha. You could have the Knas without Veloisi L'Isha. All the Taiz Riyazakin is saying for Rashi is that Rashi holds the opposite also. You could have Veloisi L'Isha without having the Knas. Seems that Taiz holds, you can't have Veloisi L'Isha unless you're a Ma'anis, unless you have the Knas, unless you have the Parsha of Einis Amur B'Tayra, which includes Knas, then you have Veloisi L'Isha. Enoch Nami was saying from Taisa Mabez, you could have Knas without the Laisi Elisha, but Taisa seems to hold, you can't have the Laisi Elisha without Knas. On that, the Taisa Riyazakin says that Rashi and Sanhedrin could hold simply the other way also, that you could have the Laisi Elisha without Knas. So now, continuing on with Taisvis, Taisvis holds that from our Gemara Zaraya, that Biash Leikadaka has Knas. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Harah does not have Knas. And Rashi said that Pshat in the Gemara in Sanhedrin is that you need Hasharas Pesulim. Tosfos said you can't learn like that. From our Gemara you see that even a Biyashar like a Daka has Knas. Obviously you don't need Hasharas Pesulim. So Tosfos says a big Chiddush, there's no Knas for Harah. There's no Ribuy that Harah is Kigmar Biya in the parish of Knas. Even though in the beginning of our parak, we had many ribuyim, for Chayvi Lavim, for Chayvi Asei, for Yibum, for Kedushin. But Lamaisa, we never have a ribuy that our Ra is Kigmar Bia for Knas. Therefore, Tosfos says that the Gemara Sanhedrin is very simple. This that the Gemara says that Hara is not Machayev Knas is not because you need Hasharas Pesulim for Knas. Actually, you don't need Hasharas Pesulim for Knas because you see in our Gemara that Abiyash like a dog is Chayev Knas. However, Hara will not be Chayiv Knas because there's no Ribuy. But Tosfos ends off with a question on himself, and he doesn't give an answer. His question is as follows. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that if someone is chasing a Chayiv Krisus to be boil her, so the halacha is that any bystander is allowed to kill this person that's running to do this Aveira. It's a sugi of Raidiv, and any Bah, Alachaisai, or any other of the Chayve Krisus are included in the Halacha, that it's Nitein, Latzila Benafshay. You could kill the Reitiv. On that, the Gemara asks, we have a Mishnah, Elu Nairish Yeshlem Knas, Haba Alachaisai, that if someone's Bah on his sister, which is a Chayve Krisus, the Halacha is, you pay Knas. Why don't we say the standard Halacha of Kam Levi the Rabbinai, since there's a Chi of Misa in this Redifa, therefore we should say there's no Knas. On that, the Gemara answers, Mishas HaRahu DePogma, Iftir LeMiktala, Mamayna LeMishalim Ad Gemar Bir, which means that with the Hara alone, you caused the Pagam, you ruined her to the degree that we put on the Chi of Misa. That means the entire Chi of Misa is over when the Hara is over. But the Chi of Mama in the Knas, Le'mashalm Ad Gemar Bia, that's being paid for. That Chiyuv is coming for the Gemar Bia. So you don't say Kam Le'b the Rab Minei if the Chiyuv are not at the same time. The Misa is for the Hara, and the Mamain is for the Gemar Bia. On that, the Gemara asks that according to Namanda Omar, Hara, Zuach Nasa Zatara, Ma'ekel Meimar. Because in the Hara alone, she loses her dam. If in the Hara alone she loses her dam, then how could you say this Knas for the Gemara Bia? She already lost her dam. That's the Gemara's question. Tosfos asks, what do you mean? Every Gemara Bia is Mechayev Knas, even though by the Hara alone you lost the dam. We said the Hara is never Mechayev Knas, only the Gemara Bia. It must be Hachichai Rachmana, that if you do a Bia, and in the Hara you lost your dam, even though at the time of the Gemar Bia she has no dam, Hachi Chai Rachmana, that being boil a full Bia to a Besula, which makes her lose the dam in the Hara, and now you did a Gemar Bia, you're Chai for the Gemar Bia. So what's the Gemara's problem? That according to the Man de Omar, that her ra'ah is achnasas ha'tara. So it turns out that she's losing her blood in the hara, and therefore in the Gemara Bia, she has no more dam. So how could you be chayav knas? Tosfos asks, but we just finished saying that every knas in the world is for the Gemara Bia, and there's a hachi chayav rachmana, and we never mind that you lose the dam in the hara. Tosfos remains with this question. There's a beautiful, famous Akiva Eger in Tshuvas, Simi Kuf Samach Dalet, it's also in Ksubas, Daflam and Aleph, and he says a fundamental idea in how Kamlev the Rabbinay works. He says Kamlev the Rabbinay is not just a Ptur. It's not just Pshat that the Torah does not have a Koyach to Mechayiv you two things, so therefore they're only Mechayiv you one thing. Rather, his Lashon is, it's Ke'ilu Asu Acher. The Torah is saying that if you do a Maisa, which is Mechayiv you Misa, and Momen at the same time, we treat the Maisa of Momen as if someone else did it. Therefore, let's say you do a Tnai for a Chiyuv. That means you're not being Mechayiv for this Maisa, but this is necessary to be Mechayiv a different Maisa. If Kamalei B'drabmine would be pattering the Maisa that it can't be Mechayiv you, this Maisa is not coming to be Mechayiv you. But if Kamalei B'drabmine says that Kilo Asu Acher, that someone else did it, so you do not have this Tanai to let the Maisa HaMechayiv be Mechayiv, because you're missing the Tanai. So Rabbi Vega says that here too, Hara, even according to Tosfos, that Hara is not Mechayiv Knas, but you cannot be Mechayiv a Gemara Bia without having Hara. If someone else would do the Hara, and you just do the Gemara Bia, you're not going to be Mechayiv Knas. Gemara Bia means finishing off the Bia. So the Hara is not Mechayiv, but the Gemara Bia of the Hara would be Mechayiv. But if someone else would do the Hara and you would do the Gemara Bia, you wouldn't be Chayiv. So the Gemara means like this. If Hara is Achnas Zatara, so during the Hara, there's Hasharas Besulim, so the Hara alone had in an Achiv Misa. If the Hara, the entire Hara, has Achiv Misa, how could we use that Hara as a Tnai to be Mechayiv for the Gemara Bia? Enachanami, every Gemara Bia is Chayiv without being Meshur Besulim, because it has a Hachichai Rachmana that you at least did the Hara, but that's all because the Hara every time is able to be a Tnai to Mechayiv you for the Gemara Bia. But the Gemara and Sanhedrin are asking, if you have a Kamlei B'Dirabmine on the entire Hara, so you're missing the Tnai. If you're missing the Tnai, because it's Kilo Asu Acher, you can't be Chayiv for the Gemara Bia either. Now this is a big Chiddush from Akiva Eger, and one could say that if Tosfos didn't answer like this, it would seem that Tosfos didn't hold like this. Tosfos learned Kipshutai, that Kamlei B'Dirabmine is a Piter, that even though you did it, the Torah said, we're not going to be Mechayiv you. Kivega wants to be Mechadish to answer Tosfos' question and say that Kamalev and Ramine is Pshat, that is Kilu Asu Acher. The Gemara later on in the Amud deals with the Shaila of Znus L'Behema or Ein Znus L'Behema. The Gemara says, Minoha Milsad Amar Abanon Ein Znus L'Behema. What's the Mekar that a Bia with a Behema does not give the Isha Shem Zaina to ask her to a Kayin, to Chsiv Leisavi Esnan Zaina Mechir Kelev, Utnan Esnan Kelev Mechir Zaina Mutarim, Shenemar Gam Shneim, Shneim Le Arba. The Gemara brings Exeris HaKosuv that a Znus with a Behema is not called a Znus, only an Esnan Zaina is Asur, not an Esnan of a Kelev. So the Achrayim are bothered. A bia with a behemoth is not a bia. Bia means an interaction with a person. So why do we need a pasuk to teach us that ain't znus la behemoth? So Rabbi Chanan in Kovetz Ha'aris, Sim Mem Hei, Ais Tes, says that you say that we've used a few times in the parak, that the shame zayna does not necessarily have to be that she underwent a bia. A zayna is any isha that was dealing with Znus type of activities. The classic example is Rav Huna's halacha that Noshim ha-musulalai zubazu, Noshim that were Isaac in Inyane Tashmish with each other, have a Torah Zayna and they're also Tikahuna. Now obviously two Noshim did not undergo a Torah Zbiyah and still they receive the shame Zayna. So our Gemara is a very clear Havamina, Rabbi Chanan says. Our Gemara says maybe Znus with a behemoth is not a Znus, it's not a beer, but to get a shame Zayna, any Moos Znus Dika activity gives you a shame Zayna. On that we need Xeris Akasiv, that only an Esnan Zayna is Aser and not an Esnan Kelev. Obviously, the shame Zayna was not given to such an activity. Now the truth is, there is Mokim to argue on the Hanacha that Rabbi Chanan made in his question. Rabbi Chanan was asking that why do you need a Pasuk for Ein Znus L'Behema? It's obviously not a beer. The truth is, we find the Tosafos in Saita, Daf Chavav Amud Beis, the Bimaskel Mute, he says that Rava holds in Perek HaBol Yevimtoi the Yesh Znus L'Behema. That means our Gemara clearly says Ein Znus L'Behema. Tosafos says in Perek HaBol Yevimtoi, Shitas Rava is Yesh Znus L'Behema. So where is Tosafos referring to? The Rashash in Saita on Chavav, on that Tosafos, says that Tosis is referring to the Gemara in Afnim Dal Raman Aleph. The Gemara says that Yibum is any time that the man, the Yavam, had in mind to do a beer, even if he wasn't trying to do beer to this woman, since he was Miskavan Labia, therefore, even though he wasn't Miskavan to her, it's a good Yibum. The Gemara says, if you Miskavan Latiach B'Kaisel, he was just trying to rub himself on a wall, that would not be called Mechavin Labiyah, and it's not a good Yibam. But if you're Mechavin to be Bayla Behema, and then he ended up being Bayla Isha, that would be a Kim of Yibam, because he was Mechavin Labiyah Ba'olam. So Tosafos says, according to the Rashash, that I see that Rav holds Yesh Znus L'Behema. Now, the truth is, the Tosafos Rid, on Avnon Talar and Aleph, argues in Tosafos Saita. He says that Rav holds that you do have kavana labia ba'olam. There's enough kavana because you're trying to do something that's inherently a bia. But the Tzaddik points out that even though we know that we paskin and we always say all over Shas, Ein Znus L'Behema, Rav holds it enough to be called miskavan labia, even though Ein Znus L'Behema, but for what you need by Yibum, to be considered that you were trying to do a bia, this would be enough. Okay, so we have a machlokes rishonim, Tosafos and the Tosafos Rid, if Rava on the Afnan Dalet has to hold Yesh Znus L'Behema, or he could hold Ein Znus L'Behema, and it just means that you have enough kavana in this bia to be called mecham to do a bia, even though it's not on the level of Znus L'Behema. But in regards to Rabbi Chanan's question, we see it's not so simple at all. If we have Rava on the Afnan Dalet, according to Tosafos Saita, Rava is saying that there is Znus L'Behema. It has a Teras Bia, so much so that it's called a Yibum, because you mecham to a Bia. So much so that Tosafos holds that Yesh Znus L'Behema. So you can't ask, why do you need a Pasuk, Ein Znus L'Behema? It's obvious if Tosafos Saita is saying that someone argues. And even according to Tosafos Rid, that Rava doesn't argue, and Rava agrees that Ein Znus L'Behema, and all he meant to say is that you have enough Teras Bia to be called a Bia, in regards that the Yavam is not considered someone that wasn't trying to do a beer, but still we do see a kiyum of the shame beer by a Yavam. That means the beer of a behema is not just playing around ba'alma. In actuality, it has a teras beer. It's a beer ba'alma. Enough that the Yavam is called he was trying to do a beer, and when he's boiled the Isha, we're saying it's a good Yibam. So the Gemara has a good Havamina on the Afton Tesla base, that maybe you'll become a Zayna. Because this level Bia has a Teres Bia in the Torah. You see that it helps for Yibam. So according to Tosafos, you for sure need a Pasuk, because it's actually people that argue. And even according to Tosafos Rid, you need a Pasuk, because there's a strong Havamina that such a Bia should make a Shame Zayna. So we really have three Terutzim to Rabbi Chanan's question. Rabbi Chanan was asking, why do you need a Pasuk? So according to Tosafos, Afton Dalid will say there's a strong sad that this bia should make you a zayna, like Tosafos holds and Saita, Rava holds Yesh Znus L'Behema, that the bia would make you a zayna. So you need a pasuk to say not like Rava. According to the Tosafos Rid, it's not a full fledged bia, but it is enough for the parsha of Yibam. It's called a ma'isa bia that the Yavam would be considered trying to do a bia, and any Yibam that comes out of this would be called a good Yibam. So one might think that it would work to be called a Zayna also. That's why you need a Pasuk. And Mokhanan saying, even if it's not a Bia at all, you still need a Pasuk because Zayna has nothing to do with Teraz Bia.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.